well. Jason Day, did he lose the... I don't know if you watched it or not. Did he lose the tournament Saturday night when he tried to go for what he was doing on the 18th hole?
Absolutely, or at least took him out of contention to compete to contend for the title. I mean, it just took him right out of it. And you know, you don't win it on the last day. You know, they call it moving day for a reason. And he was in really good position, even if he takes a bogey there, still in a pretty good spot going into the final day. But after, you know, imploding like that, you know, it took him right out of it. So I absolutely agree that you know, with, you know, from the text messenger there. Yeah, he's trying to win the tournament, but especially in a major, you've got to be smart about that. And, you know, Jason Day capable of hitting miraculous shots? Sure he is, but I think in that situation, you got to just take your medicine and get out of there the best you can, and that certainly costs him a chance to contend for a major.
We're off the... All right, I think we're back. It was momentary. I mean, we got a lightning strike there, and so Gex is back. Yeah, it knocked us off, but it came back on quickly.
I was going to say it reminded me a little of that movie Tin Cup.
Not quite like that, but yeah, I know what you're getting at right there. Jacob Hollister's performance last week, Gex. You know, I know. Listen, we know he's not going to take the place of Rob Gronkowski, but to do what he did, you know, starting for the Patriots there, and the comments Bill Belichick had about, you know, the University of Wyoming and the players they've had come out, you know, pretty glaring, I think. He did some good things.
Did some very good things, and, you know, granted, none of the starters were in there, but he certainly didn't hurt himself as far as of making that roster. Still a long ways to go for that, but certainly helped in the endorsement that Bill Belichick gave Wyoming football. Was big. It's been all over social media. The football staff has been all over that. So that's good. It was also good to see Tanner Gentry have a good preseason debut. Same with Chase Roullier's doing some good things. You know, Lucas Waka's hanging in there with the Cowboys. Some good stuff from some Wyoming guys there. So, no, that was very impressive, and hope they all can keep it up.
Again, we know the limitations on practice that you get to see, but I'm curious in talking with him and what the coaches are saying about this freshman wide receiver, Jared Scott. He looks like he's got all the parts to be a pretty good one for the Cowboys, doesn't he?
Well, he's certainly got the size, you know, 6'6". Now he's 230 pounds. He was listed at 215 when he signed, so he's got big. He's got size and he's got huge hands. I mean, he wears three extra large gloves. I mean, I shook his hand when I interviewed him, and you know, he engulfed my hand like would have probably two or three times. I mean, he's got the physical tools and still learning. And even Craig Bull said today he made a great play during practice, and they're still evaluating whether or not he plays or not. But I think, I don't know if he plays a lot or what his role will be, but I would, at this point, I'd be kind of surprised if they don't try to incorporate him somehow, even if it's in red zone work where he can provide mismatches, maybe even blocking because of his size. No decisions, I don't think, have been made yet, but I think he's well on his way to playing sooner than later for the Cowboys.
Logan Harris, will he be a part of the rotation for Wyoming offensive linemen this year?
You know, I'd be just kind of looking from afar, and again, not getting to see all of practice or anything, I would be surprised if he's not the starting center.
Wow.
When they play Iowa. Now, you know, the coaches haven't said that. You know, nothing's been set in stone, but I think he's well on his way. If anything, they're giving him a very, very hard look right now in camp as at that center and getting a lot of reps. And I'm not saying he has it all figured out, but just based on what I've seen in past years when they've given linemen looks and things like that, I think he's well on his way. If he keeps progressing and improving and showing the things that he's shown so far, my gut's telling me he's going to be this team's starting center. Will he be that way all season? That's another story, but I think he's well on his way of maybe even earning the starting spot at this point.
So if Logan Harris gets that starting job at center, what happens to Gavin Rush, a guy who was a starter last year?
Moves back over to guard, and I know at least like in Walkers, they're giving him looks there. I mean, Gavin Rush, and he hasn't proven that he's incapable of playing center, but we know he can play guard starting all 14 games last year. So they move him back into guard, maybe replacing him with Jace Webb, who's coming along but maybe not catching on maybe as fast as the coaches would like. So I see him and Caden Jackson being the two guards, and then with Cummings and Wallace as the tackles. And again, I still think, you know, so Gavin Rush still plays a big role, and he still may play a role in the center spot as camp goes on, but my gut's telling me that Logan Harris is making it hard for the coaches not to keep him in there right now.
But, Gags, this is such a nice luxury to have because we, quite frankly, haven't seen it with Wyoming football in, I don't think I've ever seen it since I've been here, having that sort of depth along the offensive line to be able to put a freshman in there who came in and move a guy over who, I mean, they just haven't had that before.
No, I mean, and if Harris starts or if any other true freshman starts, although it doesn't really look that way right now, it'll be the fourth straight year a true freshman has started on the offensive line for Wyoming. In the earlier years, you know, it was probably more out of necessity, not to take away what those guys' abilities were, but now you're right, there's more depth and there's more competition, and it says a lot for a guy like Logan Harris to come in as a freshman with the depth that they have there to make the mark that he's making. So yeah, it's you know, it's still a little uneasy to put a true freshman at the center spot or really anywhere on the offensive line, but I think there is a lot more quality there, and it's nice to see, and hopefully that pans out. You know, even Scott Fuchs told me last week in camp that he won't hesitate to rotate guys in and out if they're ready to play and they've shown they can do it. He's not opposed to rotating guys in and out. I'm not sure personally if I'm a big fan of that. I kind of like, you know, with the five guys along the line, you like to build that continuity, that chemistry. So, but I'm not the coach either, so I'm not trying to second guess him, but it's a nice luxury to have, whether it's depth if someone gets hurt or if someone isn't performing well, or if you just want to, they're just as good and you want to get them in there, that's a good issue or problem to have.
Well, one thing, you know, that we've talked about, I believe all of these coaches are pretty good evaluators of talent and who they want to be where they want to be. And if that means Logan Harris, a true freshman from Torrington, Wyoming, is starting at center, then so be it. I think these coaches have definitely earned that reputation to know where they want guys to be and who should start, right?
Oh, I think so. And look, you know, you hear a lot, it's a developmental program and this and that, and that's true, you know, in every sense in the word, but it's also about putting the best 11 guys out there on each side of the ball to give you the best chance to win. And if they think a true freshman is good enough to do that, whether they're loaded at depth in one position or if it's a position of need where they got to play a true freshman, they're going to do it. And they've certainly proven that. So, yeah, I think it's good. Now, I'm not saying that Logan Harris is a finished product or even will be a finished product if he starts or starts all 12 games. There's still development there, but to see a kid, you know, show that kind of early development this early in his career is pretty impressive. And just, it's icing on the cake. It's a Wyoming guy, man, you know, a Torrington product. And to see that, that's just icing on the cake for Wyoming. I mean, they take it from any true freshman, no matter where they're from, but it's just icing on the cake, especially for fans, that to see a Wyoming guy being able to do this so far.
Speaking of Wyoming guys, Cheyenne East alum Ben Wisdorf was listed as the backup at weak side linebacker coming out of spring ball and even earned a scholarship through his play there. But it sounds like he's got some competition for that number two spot in fall camp. You know, how's that race shaking out?
You know, I talked to Scotty Hazleton today, and there's him, Ben, and we just call him Bach because his first name's Ryan, and I'm not even going to go for the last name because it makes Gagliardi sound like Smith.
I was hoping I could bait you into trying it.
No, because he even said it to me, and I've listened to it like five times, and I still can't even remotely come close. I'm just getting down to the point where I can spell it right. But, you know, there's good competition there. I think Ben still has a little bit of an edge based on his experience and knowledge of the defense, but I think it's good, healthy competition, and I think we could see them both maybe rotate in. I'd be really shocked if he goes by Va, that's his nickname, that's what everyone calls him. He's a very good athlete, and I could see him on some special teams units too, but I think Ben's holding his own, even with a, you know, basically a club around his right hand from a cut he suffered right as camp started, but he's still, you know, out there and doing some good work and taking a very, very mature approach, as you would expect a guy a third year in the program. But so he's more than holding his own, and I don't think he's I think at this point he hasn't relinquished the backup spot, but he's certainly in some good competition for it.
Are you saying Va, like V-A, like Victor, you know? Is it V?
Yeah,
okay.
Va. That's it. That's
how did they get that? How did they get Va out of Ryan, blah, 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 and all that?
Well, the way you pronounce it, you can kind of get Va from how you pronounce it, because even
okay.
You look how it's spelled, and then you look at the pronunciation guide to it, you just your head just starts swimming. So, you know, Va's the way to go. But I think by the time that this kid, I don't know how much he'll play this year or what, but people will get to know this kid's name a lot sooner than later, because this kid has a chance to be pretty good.
He probably has a future as a head basketball coach at Duke, if that's the way his name works.
Well, maybe. I think I need a Duke education just to get his name right, just to spell it right.
I requested to talk to him this week, so go by Va. Don't even attempt to pronounce his name right.
No,
is that right?
But, you know, he'll say it, and he gets questions all the time about him. Last week, I talked to him last week. He's a great kid, really energetic, you'll enjoy talking with him, I'll tell you that.
All right, very good. Josh Allen, still the starting quarterback for the Wyoming Cowboys, right?
Yeah, if there's any position on this football team where there's really not a lot of competition for the starting job, it's probably a quarterback.
You think so? Probably.
Well, no, not probably. It is a quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Craig Bull even said that at Media Day in Vegas. So, or if not, maybe said it at Media Day at in Laramie. I don't know. They're all kind of running together. But, yeah, there's no quarterback controversy in Laramie. Let's just say that.
I think free safety and middle linebacker are pretty solid, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, defensive end's pretty solid, although, you know, there's a lot of depth there. And, you know, they may rotate guys, but between Granderson and Prosser and Josiah Hall and Nella Lolohia, I mean, they got some guys there. So, yeah, I think they're pretty secure in those spots.
And I understand. I see, you know, James Price is kind of taking on that leadership role of the receivers right now for the Cowboys. Is that true?
Yeah, it sounds like it. And even talking to James, even when he was a freshman, he's just a very level-headed guy. I don't know if he's necessarily a rah-rah type guy, but I think he's making plays in camp. And, you know, he's been around. He's the third year in the program, and a couple other guys have been around. But, you know, James kind of knows the ropes, and, you know, I'm looking forward whether, you know, between him and, you know, Austin Conway having a bigger role, C.J. Johnson, who had a decent role last year, and looking forward to seeing all those guys with their opportunity to have bigger roles. And I think James is going to take full advantage of it. I think I'm not putting a number of catches or yards or touchdowns or anything, but I think they're all coming along really well. And, you know, obviously we know they have to have bigger roles, and I think they're up for it. It'll be interesting to see when the games are played, but I think they're up for it.
Now, do you feel a little better that come Saturday, everybody's going to be in the same boat that you're in, where nobody's going to be allowed to go to the scrimmage on Saturday or watch it? I mean, does that go all the way up to, like, the president of the university and Tom Bourbon and everybody? I mean, everybody, the governor, everybody's frozen out from the practice or the scrimmage on Saturday?
Well, I'm sure if the governor or Tom Bourbon or the president or someone wanted to watch it, I'm sure they would get in. But it's just, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's hard. You know, I won't be around this weekend anyway, but yeah, we'll just see. But, you know, that'll be a big scrimmage, because I think after that scrimmage, they're going to have a pretty good idea of what the two deep will look like. You know, I'm not to say it'll be over this. We'll have another week of camp and that. But that scrimmage will give them a much better idea of what the two deep roster is going to look like.
Outstanding as always, Gags. We appreciate it, man. And enjoy the week, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See ya. There you go, Robert.